Now, today, September the 8th, is the 5th anniversary of the launch of the OSIRIS-REx mission to sample the asteroid Bennu. That spacecraft is now on its way back to Earth, bearing the precious sample. It is therefore appropriate that on September the 2nd, it was announced that the now 17-year-old Mike Puzio, who suggested the name for Bennu in 2012, when he was just 8 years old, now has an asteroid named after him. So, asteroid 45,640 is now named Mike Puzio. That's one word. When they name asteroids after people, if they use their full name, they put it into one word. So it's Mike Puzio. Now, this asteroid was discovered in the year 2000. Well, Mike, the discoverer, is now an American Eagle scout and as an OSIRIS-REx ambassador gives talks about the mission. And we expect the OSIRIS-REx sample to get back here, I think it's next year if I remember correctly. And speaking of asteroids, there are many asteroids named after musicians. Think Antonio Vivaldi, Jan Sibelius, William Herschel, Enya, the Beatles, Frank Zappa, Pink Floyd, Bill Haley, the Rolling Stones, and even Vangelis, who opens our space show, and we had a good dose of Vangelis this evening. So I was not at all surprised to see that asteroid 34760 was last week named Chicone. You will, of course, recognize this American singer, songwriter, and actress. Still not too sure who she is? Well, asteroid Chicone was discovered in 2001 by W.K.Y. Yeung, who took Chicone's musical CD, compact disc, Evita, on numerous blinking nights. And what is a blinking night? Well, it's a night in which you take photographs of the sky through a telescope, and then a little while later you take another one, and then you blink between the two of them to see if anything's moved, anything's changed, and that moving thing will most likely be an asteroid. So, here's another clue, if you haven't quite worked out who this young lady is. And she's not so young now.
On this night of a thousand stars, let me take you to heaven's door, where the music of love's guitar plays forevermore.
It won't be easy, you'll think it's strange when I try to explain how I feel, that I still need your love after all that I've done. You won't believe me, all you will see is a girl you once knew, although she's dressed up to the nines at sixes and sevens with you. You must love me. You must love me.
On this night, on this night of a thousand stars, let me take you to heaven's door, where the music of love guitars plays forevermore.
Got it worked out who it is yet? That's the music from Evita. which the discoverer of this asteroid, Chicone, took with him on his observing nights looking for asteroids. Well, Luis Chicone was born in 1958 and in the 1980s was named as Queen of Pop. Well, here's another clue as to who she is. Well, of course, she trades by the name Madonna. Yes, now you know. And believe me, she was not singing about Richard Branson's space company's Virgin Galactic or Virgin Orbit. Now, many thanks must go to Space Association member Michael Abdillah, whose eagle eyes spotted another notable entry in last week's list of newly named asteroids. And Michael has written the following item for the space show. The International Astronomical Union's Working Group on Small Body Nomenclature has decided that asteroid 2012 UU185 will henceforth be called 551014 Gorman, in honour of Australian archaeologist, academic and author Dr. Alice Gorman. The naming citation has just appeared in the International Astronomical Union's Small Body Working Group Bulletin, which was published on September the 2nd. Now, Alice Gorman, who's also known as Dr. Space Junk, is an adjunct professor in the Department of Archaeology at Flinders University in South Australia, where she is an expert in the analysis of stone tools and other chipped stone artifacts and heritage management. Dr. Gorman is also one of the pioneers in the emerging field of space archaeology. Now, space archaeology, you've probably never heard of it before, is the study of human material culture in space and space age related material culture on Earth. In 2019, Dr. Gorman released a multi-award-winning book, Dr. Space Junk versus the Universe, Archaeology and the Future, which was published by New South Wales Books, an imprint of the University of New South Wales Press. Now, we've had Alice on the Space Show several times in recent years talking about her work, and she'll be on again this evening. Now, asteroid Gorman was discovered on the 18th of October in 2012. And the discoverer was Dr. Marco Langbroek of the Netherlands and Christian Sarnicki of Hungary, using the 60-centimetre Schmidt telescope at the Piszkesteto Observatory in the Matra Mountains of Hungary. This asteroid is approximately 2 kilometres in diameter. It's a main belt asteroid, which means it orbits between Mars and Jupiter. The asteroid's perihelion, that's the point closest to the Sun, is at 2.97 astronomical units. That's almost three times the distance from the Sun as the Earth. And the orbital inclination is 14 degrees to the plane of the solar system. And it takes 5.8 years to complete one orbit around the Sun. So, there we have it. Dr. Langbroek, who discovered the asteroid, says, "It gives me much pleasure to be able to name this asteroid after Dr. Space Junk, who is a real pioneer in a developing field of archaeology." So, the space show and the Space Association of Australia in general, congratulates Dr. Gorman on this well-deserved and truly out-of-this-world honour. And we'll have more about what we'll hear from Alice Gorman after these messages.